Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
At today's meeting, the committee raised the target range for the federal funds rate by 75 basis points. And we are continuing the process of significantly reducing the size of our balance sheet, which plays an important role in firming the stance of monetary policy. With today's action, we've raised interest rates by 3.75 percentage points this year.
On Wednesday, Jerome Powell, chair of the Federal Reserve, announced interest rates will be increasing by another 0.75 point as inflation continues to rise and economic growth has slowed. Powell added the Fed is committed to getting inflation back down to 2%. The 2022 United Nations Climate Change Conference, or COP27, will begin on November 6th in Egypt. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, September was one of the hottest months on record. John Kerry, the United States Special Presidential Envoy for Climate, outlined what will occur and what's next in the battle against climate change.
We're working very closely with all of our allies, with many, many countries, and around the world in order to principally raise climate ambition. That's the fundamental goal. And we left Glasgow keeping alive the possibility of holding the Earth's temperature increase to 1.5 degrees. That's the goal, the scientifically established goal.
In the final Georgia gubernatorial debate, when asked if he would sign upcoming bills pushing for stricter abortion bans, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp said it depends on what the bill does.
I'm not going to count on, say yes or no to any specific piece of legislation without actually seeing exactly what it's doing. It's not my desire to go move the needle any further on this issue.
Democratic challenger Stacey Abrams fired back, saying Georgia is not safe for women.
We know that under this governor, women are in danger. Georgia is already number one for maternal mortality, and it is only going to get worse when women are forced to carry pregnancies, when 1 in 5 women in Georgia does not have health insurance before pregnancy, will be compelled to carry that pregnancy to term.
Former President Barack Obama has been on the campaign trail for Democrats and encouraging people to vote in the upcoming midterm elections.
You got politicians who, instead of wanting to bring people together, do their best to stir up division and make us angry and afraid of one another, all for their own advantage.
Nicholas Cruz, the gunman who shot and killed 17 people at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, was sentenced to life in prison without parole. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.